Welcome to the house of the Lord, to worship Him, to honor Him. God is a gracious God. God has always loved us, even when things don't seem to go well. And our God is loving God. And that's His promise. He never leaves us. And the Bible says very clearly that while we were still in sin, He took upon Himself, the Creator of the world, as a loving God, He sent His Son to die for you and I. And Romans 5 is a beautiful chapter. It reminds us that, okay, when the difficult times even come, the Christ is with us. He will comfort us. He will take us through. Be patient. Be patient. The people of God, we are His property. He will sustain us. He will carry us through. I will read a couple of verses from Romans 5. It says, therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, and perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. The Spirit of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, the God Himself is in us. So physically, in this environment, we may not feel good, but our Lord is with us. Be comforted, be sustained by His grace and love, and God will carry us through. And we will continue to honor Him, to worship Him, to glorify Him, regardless of the circumstances. Heavenly Father, we are thankful to You for this beautiful time. And will say and acclaim to say, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, as we come to honor You, to worship You, touch our body, mind, and soul. Engulf us by Your presence as You are within us, as You are in our hearts, Lord God. Be taking the control of our whole beings, that we may honor You, worship You, praise You, uplift Your name to the utmost for Your glory, for Your kingdom. So help us, O God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Ha ha, hallelujah. Milke gaye bhajan Prabhu ji ke. Let's sing that together. It's a beautiful, beautiful bhajan.
जाएगी देह मिट्टी में मिल
It's a good reminder. This something called illness, or we call COVID or coronavirus, is nothing more than just a power of sin, a sickness, the ailment in the body. We have many types of ailments, and biggest ailment is ailment of sin. This ailment of sin is what separates us from God. We go away from His presence because of this sin. Virus wouldn't cause that. Virus probably would remind us to come closer to God, saying, this life is temporary. Many people have lost their lives. And we stand today, not because we are better than those people, not because we did something good, but it does remind me and reminds you that life is temporary. Submit to God. Stay close to Him. Honor Him. It's a beautiful ghazal that somebody has sung and wrote, and God bless them. And it goes very lovingly, saying, Sahara mujhko chahiye, Sahara de mujhe khuda, mujhe sambhal, main gira, mujhe sambhal, main gira. The Christ is the creator, the originator of faith, and He is our sustainer. Sahara Yesu hi de sakta hai. Ye gunahon ka bojh hum nahi utha sakte the. Cruise pe hum nahi mar sakte the. Yesu mar gaya ki hame sahara de aur hame kaim rakh sake. Let's sing that prayerfully together, slowly but prayerfully, not by your lips, Paul says, but also within your heart and your thoughts, that we belong to God. Let's sing that together. Sahara mujhko chahiye.
दे मुझे खुदा सहारा मुझको चाहिए सहारा दे मुझे खुदा मुझे संभाल मैं गिरा मुझे संभाल मैं गिरा सहारा मुझको चाहिए सहारा दे मुझे खुदा ये बोझ जो गुनाहों का मैं ले के आज चल रहा ये बोझ जो गुनाहों का मैं ले के आज चल रहा उठा मुझे संभाल मैं गिरा सहारा मुझे को चाहिए सहारा दे मुझे खुदा
कठिन हरेक मोड़ पर खतर कठिन मोड़ पर खतर अंधेरे सायों को हटा दिखा मुझे संभाल मैं गिरा मुझे संभाल मैं गिरा सहारा मुझे को चाहिए सहारा दे मुझे जहाँ के रास्तों में मैं अकेला चल न पाऊंगा जहाँ के रास्तों में मैं अकेला चल न पाऊंगा अगर जो चल न जाऊं भी फिसल के गिर मैं जाऊंगा मुझे संभाल मैं गिरा मुझे संभाल मैं गिरा सहारा मुझे को चाहिए सहारा मुझे मुझे सहारा मुझको चाहिए सहारा दे मुझे खुदा सहारा दे मुझे खुदा सहारा दे मुझे खुदा
प्रेज द लॉर्ड थैंक यू जीसस
सहारा दे मुझको खुदा मुझे संभाल मैं गिरा एंड आई एम श्योर दैट नाइट व्हेन डिसिपल्स वर caught in the storm, and the waves were very high in the lake of Galilee. This is what they were saying. Khuda, tu hume sahara de, hume sambhal, ye kashti jo humari hai, doob rahi hai. And I'm sure they were saying ki humara raasta bhi bahut kathan hai, aur tu hi hai, hume jo hai is tufaan mein rasta dikha, aur tufaan mein rasta dikhane wala, sambhalne wala humara khuda hai. You know, Psalm 40 says, I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in God. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust, who does not look to the proud, to those who turn aside to false gods. Main sabr de naal aas rakh ke Jehovah di karda sa intzari, tad usne mere te tars kha ke suni meri sari ahojari. And surely God, when we wait patiently, he comes to our rescue, and he is the one who gives us sahara. He is the one who gives us the show us the way in a difficult times. Well, good morning, every one of you who are in the church and also on the Facebook Live, India, Pakistan, here locally, all our church members, those who are watching us this morning, we are thankful once again to God for each one of you that faithfully you listen to send very nice comments for the people, those who are here, and they are encouraged by your comments. Keep on watching, keep on sending your comments. It encourages people, those who are in the sanctuary. And today we are only about 8 of us, okay? So we have room for 2 people. No, just kidding. So keep on watching, and once again, we are thankful. Some announcements we just want to share with you. One is that you can still continue to send your offering through the, you know, internet, give online. Or you can bring your checks. Many of you been bringing the checks and putting in the mailbox. Thank you for doing that. And you can also just mail it if you don't want to make a trip to the church. India Help, we did help one time. And the money was well used. And 3 cities, rather 4 I would say. And that is Pathankot, Gurdaspur, and Batala and Dharival. And we are thankful to God for each one of you, those who generously gave. And we're going to send our second installment, which we promise that we will do for 1 month. And we're going to send 60,000 rupees to each of these places. And we looked at the money. We have enough. We're just $400 short. And so if you still want to give towards that, please do that. On your check, you can write on the bottom that certain amount is for the benevolence fund, so we can fulfill our commitment. Another announcement, I know it's been a long time, and some of you have been asking me, calling, that if we can have some Bible study. So I talked to my media team, and we're going to try this Wednesday through the Zoom, a Bible study at 7 o'clock. And the Anandya and the team will send you the connection, how to connect to through the Zoom. And we will be, I'll be in the church, and you can connect, and we'll have a, if not nothing, pray together, have a small devotion, and share with you, and can hear from you face to face. So those of you who are interested, please contact our media team. They will send you the email, and there will be a link how to join the through the Zoom, the Bible study in the midweek at 7 p.m. on Wednesday. So those are some of the announcements. Today's Bible reading comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 14. Matti ki Injil, uska 14th chapter, adhyay. And we will read from verse 23. And that's the storm which we've been talking. Jesus come to their help, walking on the water. We could read Matti ki Injil, uska 14th bab, uski 22nd ayat. Gospel of Matthew, chapter 14, verse 22 to verse 33. A Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on the mountainside by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone, but the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. During the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid." "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and beginning to sink. Cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him and saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Let's go to the Lord in prayer, and we'll continue to pray for all those who are suffering with this coronavirus. And as a result of corona, you've been hearing that many have lost their jobs, and there's a lot of other suffering attached with that. And we will pray that God will comfort them and encourage them. Also, those of you who are in the homes celebrating the birthdays and anniversaries, we will pray for you and God's blessing on you too. I know Sister Edith with us, her birthday was last week. And some other, I heard that Sister Suraya's birthday was last week too. And also Natalie's birthday was this week. So we'll bring these three. I know if there's anyone else, you are in your homes, you know your birthday, so we'll pray, we are praying for everyone who are celebrating their birthdays. Let's go to the Lord and ask his blessings on all these prayer requests. Khudawand, badi shukr guzari ke saath hum tere fazl ke takht samne aate hain. Tera shukr karte hain tere bete hamare mukti data prabhu yesu masih ke liye, jiske vasila se tumhe bacha liya andheron mein se nikal ke tumhe noor mein leke aaya. Aur khudawand apne bete yesu masih ke vasila se tune hame हमारे पवित्र आत्मा का दान दिया जो हमारे अंदर रहता है और हमें सिखाता है कि किस तरीके से इस दुनिया में रहना है. हम तेरा शुक्र करते हैं कलीसिया के लिए, तेरा शुक्र करते हैं तेरा बदन जो खुदावन तेरा खून खरीदा है और हम एक दूसरे का हिस्सा है. एक दूसरे के लिए हम तेरा शुक्र करते हैं खुदावन. और आज सुबह सुबह हम तेरा शुक्र करते हैं कि तूने हमें बचा के रखा है. बहुत से लोग खुदावन थे जो आज के दिन को नहीं देख सके, खुदावन वो तेरे पास चले गए. हम दुआ करते हैं उन फैमिलीज के लिए, उन परिवारों के लिए जो कोरोना वायरस की वजह से या किसी और वजह से खुदावंद इस दुनिया से चले गए हैं, उनके परिवारों के ऊपर तेरा हाथ हो और उनको तसल्ली दे खुदावंद, उनको उनके ऊपर तेरा हाथ बना रहे खुदावंद. मैं दुआ करता हूं उन लोगों के लिए जो खुदावंद इस क्राइसिस से, जिनकी जॉब्स जाती रही हैं, जो दुख में हैं, जिनके पास खाने के लिए नहीं है. खुदावंद कुछ मुल्क ऐसे भी हैं जहां पे लोगों के पास इनफ खाने के लिए नहीं है. तो उन सब लोगों के साथ हो. तो हमारा जहोवा जारा है, हमारा प्रोटेक्टर है खुदावंद. तो उनकी जरूरतों को पूरा कर खुदावंद. और जितने भी लोग खुदावंद जिनके जीवनों में तूने एक नया साल जोड़ा है, मैं दुआ करता हूँ खुदावंद उन सब के लिए, सिस्टर एडिथ के लिए, सुरैया के लिए, नेटली के लिए, लिली के लिए खुदावंद, और बाकी जो हम नहीं जानते लेकिन खुदावंद जिनके जन्मदिन थे, एक एक को तेरे सामने पेश करते हैं. जिनकी मैरिज एनिवर्सरी थी उनके लिए भी दुआ करते हैं खुदावंद. तो उनके साथ हो और सारी दुनिया के लोगों के साथ हो जो खुदावंद इस दुख में फंसे हुए हैं. खुदावंद मैं दुआ करता हूं खुदावंद कि तू हमारी चर्च की हर सब जरूरतों को पूरा कर. प्रेसिडेंट ट्रंप के लिए, सेनेटर के लिए, कांग्रेस के लिए दुआ करते हैं, जबकि खुदावंद वो इस कंट्री को दोबारा से खोलने की कोशिश कर रहे हैं. खुदावंद उनको हिकमत दे, हर गवर्नर को, कि खुदावंद वो करे जो उस स्टेट्स के लिए जो बेहतर है. हम सब के साथ हो. इस सर्विस के बाकी हिस्से को तेरे हाथ में देते हैं, प्रभु यीशु मसीह के नाम में मांगते हैं, आमीन आमीन. हम एक और गीत गाएंगे मिलकर. मैं क्वायर को रिक्वेस्ट करूंगा वापस आए और हमारी लीड करें इस गीत में.
पढ़ा है उसके लिए हम खुदा का शुक्रगुजार हैं. ये याद कराता है हमें कि खुदा हमें नहीं छोड़ता है. तूफान झील में आए या समुन्द्र में आए या कहीं भी आए, अगर यीशु हमारे साथ है वो बचा लेगा. तो एक खूबसूरत गीत है जो पादरी हिजकेल साहब ने लिखा था, मेरा साथ ना छोड़ेगा, मेरा हाथ ना छोड़ेगा, चाहे जीवन तूफानों में घिरा हुआ हो, आंधियों ने चार सू मीन चारों ओर से घेर रखा हो, वो मेरा साथ ना छोड़ेगा. और उसके ही बाद हम कंटिन्यूसली गाएंगे उन्हीं का ही लिखा हुआ बहुत खूबसूरत गीत, तेरी रहमत अवधि है, उसकी हम दूसरी तीसरी और चौथी आयत गाएंगे. मेरा साथ ना छोड़ेगा, मेरा साथ न छोड़ेगा, मेरा साथ न छोड़ेगा, मेरा साथ न छोड़ेगा, मेरा हाथ न छोड़ेगा, यीशु साथ न छोड़ेगा, मेरा साथ छोड़ेगा, चाहे जीवन तूफानों में घिरा हुआ हो,
चाहे जीवन तूफानों में घिरा हुआ हो,
आंधियों ने चार सू घेर रखा हो,
आंधियों ने चार सू घेर रखा हो,
घेर रखा हो, मेरा साथ छोड़ेगा, मेरा साथ ना छोड़ेगा,
मेरा हाथ ना छोड़ेगा, मेरा हाथ ना छोड़ेगा,
ओ मेरा साथ ना छोड़ेगा, मेरा साथ ना छोड़ेगा. यीशु मुझे गिरने से
बचाता रहेगा, यीशु मुझे गिरने से बचाता रहेगा,
अंधेरों में वो राह दिखाता रहेगा,
अंधेरों में वो राह दिखाता रहेगा,
दिखाता रहेगा, मेरा साथ ना छोड़ेगा, मेरा साथ ना छोड़ेगा,
मेरा हाथ ना छोड़ेगा, मेरा हाथ ना छोड़ेगा,
मेरा साथ ना छोड़ेगा, मेरा साथ ना छोड़ेगा, तेरी रहमत अवधि
सहारा है,
Heavenly Father, we are thankful to you for this beautiful time. We have sung your praises. Indeed, Lord, our hearts are overjoyed. Even in the time of turmoil outside in the world, we have gotten peace by Christ. Not because we are more comfortable than others, but we want to believe that Christ is with us. We want to confirm in our hearts and state from our faith that Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord of our life. Lord, as your servant brings the word, your word, Father, let it be that when he professes, when he speaks, the word of Christ through the Holy Spirit, by the grace of God, will come through his mouth, that people will feel that these are the word of the Lord. The Lord has spoken through his servant, and people will be blessed today. We will be fulfilled by the presence of the Lord. We will go as victorious people of the Lord. We will proclaim that we sustain in the love of the Lord. We will say that even spite of there is not so much happiness out there, we feel satisfied in the presence of the Lord. Lord, we pray that you give your peace to your people. In Jesus' name, amen.
Once again, good morning and welcome to the house of God. We are looking at God's word. You know, no one likes storms. Tufan kisi ko pasand nahi hai. But as we look in God's word and as we look in life, we also know that storms are normal part of life. And not all storms are bad. There are some storms that are allowed by God for a reason. And even this storm in which the disciples are in Gospel of Luke, Gospel of Matthew chapter 14, and also it's mentioned in Gospel of Mark chapter 6 and also in John, they all three synoptic gospel, they give us the record of this storm. This storm, Jesus knew about it's going to come, and he actually sent them into this storm by himself. By sending him to one storm, he was saving them from the another, because Gospel of John tells us, if you go there in chapter 6, that when Jesus has performed this great miracle of feeding the 5,000, all these people who are there, they were very happy that he has performed this great miracle and he had fed more than 5,000 people. So their intention was that, you know, we should make Jesus our king. He can feed us. He can take care of us. So they wanted to make him as their king. Now, if you look at Gospel of John, chapter 6, Jesus, after that, he sent them into storm. I believe it's chapter 6 and verse 16. Now, if you read verses before that, in verse 14, it says, after the people saw the miracle signs that Jesus did, they began to say, surely this is the prophet who is to come into the world. Jesus, knowing that they intended to come and make him king by force, withdrew again to the mountain by himself. Now, they saw the miracle. They want to make Jesus king. And disciples were probably happy that this is going to happen. And they're probably making plans in their own hearts that, okay, if Jesus is going to be the king, we're going to become something too. And they're probably making the plans that, okay, I'll be treasurer or I'll be the prime minister. So they are thinking those kind of things probably in their hearts. No, Mark tells us something also according to this miracle, that they did not understand what was the purpose of this miracle was. So Mark gives us a little more insight in chapter 6 also, that these people did not understand why Jesus has performed the miracle. Now, after Jesus walks on the water, chapter 6 verse 45 is the miracle of walking on the water. But before that, he's feeding the 5,000. Now, if you go down in verse 47, Gospel of Mark chapter 6, verse 47, when evening came, the boat was in the middle of the lake, and he was alone on the land. He saw the disciples standing at the oars, because the wind was against them. About the fourth watch of the night, he went out to them, walking on the lake. He was about to pass by them, but when they saw him walking on the lake, they thought he was a ghost. They cried out because they all saw him and were very terrified. They were afraid. Immediately he spoke to them and said, take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid. Then he climbed the boat and with them, and the wind died down. They were completely amazed. Who were amazed? The disciples. They were completely amazed. For they had not understood about the loaves, their hearts were hardened. Now that's interesting. Why were their hearts hardened? Unke dil sakht kyun? Is muawje ko dekh ke unke dil sakht kyun the? Unko to khush hona chahiye tha. Ke ye itna bada muawja khuda ne kya? Actually kya tha? Agar aap puri kahani ko jante hain, to wahan pe shigird nahi chahte the ki unko khana mile. Jab Yasu ne kaha jab bhookhe hain, inko khana khilao, to keh rahe hamare paas itne paise nahi hain. हमारे पास इतने रिसोर्सेज नहीं है कि हम इनको खाना खिलाएं. इंस्पायर्ड ऑफ दैट, इंस्पायर्ड ऑफ देयर विलिंगनेस, क्राइस्ट आई डोंट नो, दे नीड टू बी फैट. सो दे सेड, ओके, देयर इज अ लिटिल बॉय, ही हैज फाइव ब्रेड एंड टू लोव ऑफ फिशेस. सो रिलक्टेंटली दे ब्रॉट दैट किड टू दैम, एंड जीसस टुक दैट फाइव ब्रेड एंड टू लोव ऑफ फिशेस, एंड ही फेड ऑल दीज पीपल. नो, एट दैट पॉइंट, context. At that point, these people are wanted to make Jesus as a king. Hamara isko badshah banayenge. And Shigirt was probably happy that yes, aaj wo din hai jiski hum wait kar rahe the ki hum bhi iske sath raj karenge. But Jesus had other plans. So he sent them out. I'm thinking in my heart that disciples were not happy ke Yesu Masih aaj badshah kyun nahi bana aur Yesu Masih ne hame apne raj mein aaye. And that's why Mark gives us ke unke dil sakht the. They hardened their heart. Instead of being happy ke Yesu Masih ne mauja kiya hai, their hearts were hardened because they had other plans. And now Jesus, who sent them into the storm, he said, no, you go other side and I'm come. And Gospel of Matthew give us the record of that he said, you go and I'm coming. So he is the one who saved them from one storm and sent them in the other one. He knew exactly what's going to happen. So that's why I'm saying that it's not necessary that all the storms are bad for you. Sometimes God gives storms to come हमारे ईमान को परखने के लिए कि हम कहां पे हैं. और कई बार स्टॉर्म इसलिए आने देता है कि जो हमारी डिसोबीडियंस है उसकी वजह से. और कई बार स्टॉर्म जो है वो हमें परफेक्ट करने के लिए, हमें और मजबूत बनाने के लिए भी आने देता है. आफ्टर व्हाट इज स्टॉर्म? स्टॉर्म इज एनीथिंग व्हिच कम्स इन योर लाइफ सडनली. वो बीमारी या वो चीज जो एकदम आपके जीवन में आ जाए और उसका जो इफेक्ट है आपके ऊपर जो है बुरा हो, उसको आप कहते हैं कि स्टॉर्म है मेरी लाइफ में. एंड स्टॉर्म कुड बी एनी, इट कुड बी ए फाइनेंशियल स्टॉर्म, इट कुड बी ए डेथ इन द फैमिली, इट कुड बी ए डिजीज इन द फैमिली, इट कुड बी एनीथिंग. फॉर एग्जांपल, इन द केस ऑफ जॉब, जब जॉब के जीवन में तूफान आया, उसका परिवार खत्म हो गया, उसका जितना माल धन था सारा कुछ जाता रहा. Basic, and he was struck with a physical sickness which lasts for months. That was again allowed by God, that storm which came in his life. So not all storms are bad and not all storms are good. Some are for discipline, some are for our disobedience, some because of the sin. For example, in the case of David, it was a sin which brought the storm in his life. So the first thing we need to look at, that whenever the storm comes, what's the purpose of that? Iska maqsad kya hai? Kyun khuda ne je tufaan jo hai hamare jeevan mein aane diya, hamare ghar mein aane diya, ja is case mein hamare desh mein aane diya? Not hamare desh mein only, all over the world this storm of coronavirus has affected. And this storm has not only affected people physically, it has affected people financially, it has affected people socially. There is all kind of effects of the storm on this. In life of Jonah, it was a disobedience. In life of Pharaoh, it was judgment of God. But in the case of disciples, here we see in Gospel of Matthew, it was threefold. Number one, it was to test their faith. Unke iman ko parkhne ke liye ke. और इसलिए खुदा ने उसमें कहा, क्यों तुम डरते हो, तुम्हारा ईमान कहां पे है? इट वॉज टू टेस्ट देयर फेथ. इट वॉज ऑल्सो टू रिवील टू देम, ये बताने के लिए कि इस तूफान के ऊपर, पानियों के ऊपर और सारी कुदरत के ऊपर अगर किसी का अधिकार है, इफ समबडी हैज द सॉवरेंटी, दैट्स मी. जीसस वॉज टेलिंग दम दैट आई हैव अ सॉवरेंटी, आई हैव अ कंट्रोल ओवर द विंड्स एंड द वेव्स. एंड दैट्स व्हाट वी सी एज सून एज जीसस एंटर्ड, एवरीथिंग वाज क्वाइट. And third, it was to tell them that I am God. I am the Son of God. Khuda main hoon. Aur wo baad mein realize bhi karte hain. They said, truly, he is the Son of God. So why, what's the purpose of the storm to these disciples? Number one, to test their faith. Number two, to reveal sovereignty over the nature. And the third, to reveal that he is the Son of God. You know, as we look in the Word of God, Old Testament, the New Testament, whenever you see the storms, jaan koi natural plague, to aapko ye karan wahan bhi nazar aayenge. Even during the time of Pharaoh, God wanted to test the faith of his people, but also wanted to show, teach the lesson to the Pharaoh that he is not God. I am God. And also, the sovereignty of God. I want to look one verse with me in Psalm 89, verse 9. Psalm 89, verse 9. यहाँ पे जो ज़बूर को लिखने वाला कहता है कि तू तेरा जो हक तेरा जो कंट्रोल है वो पानियों के ऊपर भी है. Psalm 89, verse 9. I'm going to read from verse 8. He said, "O Lord God Almighty, who is like you? You are mighty, O Lord, and your faithfulness surrounds you. You rule over the surging sea. When its waves mount up, you still them. You crush Rahab like one of the slain. With your strong arm, you scatter your enemies. You rule over the surging sea. Wo samundar, wo tufan, jo aate samundar mein, tu uske upar rule karta hai. And yahan pe hame pata chalta hai ki as soon as, look at chapter 14 of Gospel of Matthew. He said, during the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went out to them walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. It is ghost, they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus said, don't be afraid. And jahan likha hai ki as soon as he entered, the sea was calm. Another place, in Gospel of Matthew, chapter 8, another time there was a storm. And in chapter 8, verse 23, this was the second time, this is the first time, but the second time in chapter 14. Then he got into the boat, chapter 8, verse 23, and his disciples followed him. Without warning, a furious storm came up on the lake, so that waves swept over the boat. But Jesus was sleeping. The disciple went and woke him up, saying, Lord, save us, we are going to drown. He replied, you of little faith, why are you so afraid? You know, these people have seen so many miracles, Jesus doing miracles with them. And they still haven't understood that he has fed the 5,000 and he rebukes them in a way. He said, where is your faith? And that's what happens many times in the storm. People, the faith, they start doubting God. Ke khuda kahan pe hai? And he asked them, where is your faith? Haven't you seen all those miracles? Then he got up and rebuked the winds and the waves. And it was completely calm. Usne jo tufan tha, jo waves thi, jo hawa thi, usko hukum diya. He ordered it calm. And it was completely calm. You know, sometime God allowed this storm so that we will understand that he is God and he has a control over everything. He has a control over everything. Aur aage wo kehte jaye ye kaun hai jiska hukm pani bhi mante hain hawaye bhi iski baat sunti hain ye kaun hai, who is this? And of course they realized that he is the Son of God. He is God with us. So purpose of the storms in your life and my life, maybe God is testing your faith. Ki aap kahan pe hain? आपको और परफेक्ट करने के लिए, आपको और अच्छा बनाने के लिए कि आप उसके 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 जैसे बनते जाएं. Also to reveal to you that he is a sovereign God. उसका हुक्म पानियों के ऊपर हर चीज के शाह के ऊपर है. And that he is God. He is in control. Psalm 46, which is a beautiful psalm, we'll read later. In verse 10 it says, be still and know that I am God. शांत हो जाओ, चुप हो जाओ, और जानो कि मैं खुदा हूं. Purpose of the storm is to reveal that he is the Son of God. But people often ask the question when you're going through the storm, even if you know the purpose, where is God? खुदा कहां पे है? इस सारे तूफान में वो क्या कर रहा है? क्या वो सो रहा है? क्या उसको पता नहीं है हम किस में से जा रहे? No matter how much faith you have or strong faith you have, aap often sawal karte hain ki is sare waqiye mein khuda kahan pe hai? Where is he? I'm sure the disciples were asking that questions. Ke hame to bhej diya tune andar, tu kahan pe hai? By the way, when Christ sent them into the storm, It was like 6 o'clock in the evening. And he came to them when, if you read the Bible, he came to them early in the morning, fourth watch of the night. Fourth watch of the night means that it was between 3 and 6 in the morning. Now from 12 o'clock to 3, how many hours that is? You calculate. It's almost 9 hours that Christ didn't come to them. And I'm sure that as soon as they enter from 6 to 3 in the morning, that's almost 9 hours, that he's not there. Bible says he's on the mountain, he's praying there. I'm sure he could watch from there, because from there you can watch Lake of Galilee, ke Lake of Galilee mein kya ho raha hai, wahan tufaan aaya hua hai. Usko pata tha ke jo shigird hai wo tufaan mein hai. 6 baje tufaan shuru hota hai, jo sum se unke paas ke kab aata hai? Subah 3 baje. Unhone dua kab karni shuru? Main sochta hu unhone tabhi dua karni shuru kar di ho jab wo tufaan aaya tha. They were probably praying, jo sum se aa tu meri madad kar. Aur 6 ke 7 baj gaye, 8 baj gaye, 9 baj gaye, 10 baj gaye, 11 12. Now they are 6 in the middle of the night. Jesus is not there. Wo dua bhi kar rahe honge, shayad dil mein galiyan bhi denge, Yesu Masih hame bhej gaye, aap kahan chala gaya? But 6 hours gone, Jesus is not there. 1 o'clock in the night, Jesus is not there. 2 o'clock in the night, Jesus is not there. And aise hi hota hai, jab aap bhi kisi storm mein phase hote hain na, aap dua kar rahe hain, dua kar rahe, khuda tu aa, aur khuda aapko kahin nazar hi nahi aa raha. Wo aap kehte hain jo hamari dua ko sunte hi nahi hai. You know, whenever I watch these Fox, sun lo, the CNN, chalo, aur jab bhi koi religious leader aata na show ke upar, religious leader ko hamesha ek sawal kiya jata hai, aur je anchor jo hai, ke is sare mein khuda kahan hai? Where is God in this? I've heard this question repeated again and again on the TV. Where is God? And all the pastors give the same answer, that God is right here. I'm sure the disciples are asking the same question. Raat ke 3 baj gaye hain, storm abhi bhi khatam nahi ho raha, Yesu Masih kahan hai? Where is he? And then 3 o'clock in the night, early in the morning, 9 hours has gone, he is coming walking on the water. And I'm sure Sigurd phir bhi soch rahe hain, hum yahan mein phase pade ja paani mein. Pehle baat, they don't recognize him. Wo keh rahe ke ye shayad bhoot hai. Okay, and so when he comes close, all of a sudden that Peter recognize ke ye to Yesu Masih hai, ye khuda Yesu Masih hai, wo paani pe chal ke aa raha hai. And when he looks at him, main sochta hu jo Petrus tha na, wo chalak bhi tha thoda sa. वो सोच रहा है ये कश्ती तो डूब रही है, यीशु मसीह पानी के ऊपर चल रहा है, क्यों ना मैं कश्ती से जाके यीशु मसीह के पास चला जाऊं, वहां पे सेफ होऊंगा, कश्ती को छोड़, कश्ती तो डूब रही है. I'm just speculating things. It may not be that, but I'm just speculating. That could be one of the reasons too. And he said, Jesus, you are walking, can I walk on the water? And Jesus, come on. And he walked on the water. Then he probably looked at the sea, the waves and the water, and then he started drowning. And Jesus pulled his hand and said, come on. And then they both went into the boat. And Bible says, it was all quiet. All of a sudden, everything was quiet. So the question that where is God when we are in the storm? The answer to that is, just like a disciple were asking, where is he? And he was right there with them. You know what? When you are in the storm, first thing we need to know, that when you are in the storm, Christ or God is praying for you. Wo aapke liye dua kar raha hai. That's what the Bible tells us here in Gospel of Matthew chapter 14. That they were gone and he went on the mountain side and he was praying for them. Verse 22. Immediately Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on the head of them to the other side while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on the mountainside by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. So what was Christ doing? He was praying while there in the boat, struggling. And there's an encouraging lesson for you and me. There are many times when we think what God is doing for us. You know, Bible tells in Romans chapter 8, verse 34, if you want to read that verse with me, Romeo 8, verse 34, wahan pe likha hai ke, Yesu Masih khud hamare liye dua karta hai. He prays for us when we are in difficult times. Romans chapter 8, verse 34. And again, to get the context, you can read from verse 31. What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, he gave him up for us all. How will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It's God who justifies. And then verse 34 says, who is he that condemns? Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for you. He is on the right. وہ خدا باپ کے دانے ہاتھ بیٹھا, وہ کہتا ہے آپ کے لیے اور میرے لیے دعا کرتا ہے. When you are in the storm, جب آپ اس کے مڈل میں ہیں, تو یہ مت سوچیں کہ خدا کو پتا نہیں ہے کہ کیا ہو رہا ہے. He knows exactly and he is praying for you. I'm sure he was praying for the disciples and say, خدا تو ان کو باپ ان کو پروٹیکٹ کر کے رکھ, ان کو سنبھال کے رکھ, بیکاز اینڈ ان کو انف طاقت دے کہ یہ اپنے ایمان میں بنے رہیں. کیونکہ ہیبرو چیپٹر 4 ورس 14 ٹو 16 tells us, if you have your Bible again in your homes, you can open that with us. Hebrew chapter 4, کہ جب ہم خداوند مسیح کے تخت کو اپروچ کرتے ہیں تو اس کا فضل اور اس کا رحم ہمیں ملتا ہے. It says, therefore, since we have a great high priest who has gone through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold firm to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet was without sin. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. تو یہاں پہ عبرانیوں کا لکھنے والا کہتا ہے کہ ہمارے لیے خداوند یسوع مسیح خود دعا کرتا ہے. He is interceding on our behalf. تو آؤ ہم بھی خدا کے تخت کو بڑی دلیری سے اپروچ کریں, اور جب ہم اپروچ کریں گے تو خدا کا رحم اور خدا کا فضل آپ کو اور مجھے بھرپوری سے ملے گا. میرے بھائیوں اور بہنوں, جب آپ دکھوں میں سے جا رہے ہیں, جب آپ ایسے وقت میں سے گزرتے ہیں کہ آپ کو لگتا ہے کہ خدا کہیں نہیں ہے, آپ یہ جانے کہ خدا آپ کے ساتھ ہے, وہ آپ کے لیے دعا کر رہا ہے. اینڈ ہی از واچنگ اوور یو. وہ دیکھ رہا ہے آپ کو کہ کیا آپ کو کون سی دکھ آپ کے اوپر ہے. Psalm 121 says, it's beautiful, اکھیاں چکنا ہاں میں وال پہاڑا, مدد لئی میں کس نو پکارا. اینڈ دین ہی سے میری مدد نو رب آپ ہی آیا جس نے ترتی آکاش بنایا. اور آگے جو کہتا کہ وہ آپ کو اور مجھے دیکھتا ہے. ہی واچز اوور اس. ہمارے آنے جانے میں, بیوٹیفل سام 121, یو نو موسٹ آف یو نو دیٹ, ہی سر کہ وہ آنے جانے میں آپ کو واچ کرتا ہے کہ آپ کے اوپر کیا گزر رہی ہے. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. وہ نہ سوتا ہے اور نہ اونگتا ہے. He watches over you and me. He is your good God, good shepherd. Number 3, he will come to you. He is not just watching over you, he will come to you. When the right time came, when the disciples have learned their lesson, Jesus just didn't stay just on the mountain. He came to them walking on the waters. پانی کے اوپر چلتا ہوا خدا ان کے پاس آتا ہے. پہلے طوفان میں وہ ان کے ساتھ تھا, ان کے اندر تھا. وہ کہہ رہے سو رہا تھا, خدا سے کبھی سوتا نہیں ہے, کبھی اونگتا نہیں ہے. He knew what's happening. وہاں پہ ان کے ساتھ تھا, یہاں پہ ان کے پاس پانی کے اوپر چل کے آ رہا ہے. He will come to you when the time is right. Matthew chapter 14 verse 25 says کہ ان کے پاس وہ آیا. Psalm 40 and 46. I will read Psalm 46. کہ how God comes to our rescue. He is an ever-present help. Psalm 46 verse 1 to 10. We will read few verses of that, which gives us encouragement کہ خدا جب ہم طوفانوں میں سے گزر رہے ہوتے ہیں تو وہ ہمارے پاس آتا ہے, ہماری ہیلپ ہے. Look at verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. An ever-present help. Therefore, we will not fear though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help at the break of the day. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice. The earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Wo hamara kila hai. Wo aapko bachane ke liye aayega. He watches over you. He will come to you. But not only that, he is near to you. Wo aapke paas hai. Wo aapke nizdeek hai. Philippians 4:4-8 says, kisi baat ki chinta na karo. Lekin har baat ko shukur guzari ke saamne rakho. To khuda ki shanti jo tumhari sam se pare tumhe ghir ke rakhi. Aur khud khuda jo shanti ka srota hai, wo aapke paas. He said, God is near. He is right next to you. You know, he is our good shepherd who is feeding, leading, watching and saving us in the storm of life. Wo humara achha charwaha hai. Jo aapko khana bhi khilata hai. You know, in bhookho ko, pehle usne khana bhi khilaya. Achha charwaha. He fed the 5,000, he fed them. But them, unko paani ke sote, achche, jo no, paani ke sote, wahan le jaye. He made them cross the lake and he brought them to a safe place. He protected them during this storm. As a good shepherd, he is feeding, he's leading, he's watching over us during the storm. And he's always next to us. So don't ask the question, where is God in it? You know, give thanks to that he's always with you. He's there right in the middle of the storm. He knows where you are. Aur aaj bahut se log again yehi sawal kar rahe hain ki aaj 34 din ho gaye hain is lockdown ko aur pata nahi kitne din ho gaye hain jis corona virus ko do ab 3-4 mahine ho gaye hain. The question again and gone on people's lips is, our heart says, ye kab khatam hoga aur sare mein khuda kya kar raha hai, wo kahan pe hai? Aur main aapko ye batana chahta hu ki jab bhi jeevan mein storms aate hain, khuda hamesha hamare saath hai. Wo right in the middle, he's watching and taking care of you. And even during this time, through various ways, wo apne logon ke wasila se kisi na kisi tarike se apne logon ki madad bhi kar raha hai aur unko tasalli aur itminan bhi de raha hai. So the question, next question we have is, what should we do? Hum kya kare? Maqsad kya hai? Kyun khuda aane deta hai? Khuda kahan pe hai? But third is, during the storm, hame kya karna chahiye? Number one, we should persevere in the storm. And I'm glad the disciples, they did not give up. They continued to do what they were supposed to do. They were struggling, but they didn't give up. So whatever God has given you, whatever work you have, do not give up. Persevere during the storm. Second, pray for help. Ask God, and many of you are doing day in and day out. People all over the world, one thing this corona has done, I see people who have never prayed, they are on their knee, they are worshiping God, and they are praying to God, God, take care of us. This is what the disciples did. When Jesus come close, they did ask for help, save us. Number three, we should focus on Christ. Instead of focusing on all these issues and news and Facebook and this and that and get discouraged, aajkal to news sunna bhi acha nahi lag raha. Nothing good on the news. All you hear is a negative, negative, negative. It's better to read your Bible. It's better to read the song. Focus on God rather than focusing on and what the others are telling you and bringing you down instead of lifting you up. So focus on God, because when you focus on problems, you get depressed. You start doubting God. You become fearful. And that's what's happening to many people. There's so much restless in the country now, and not only here, all over the world, because people are focusing on the wrong thing. Corona na paave marna man par vaise loki mere khayal se ek dooje nu dukh de ke mar jange. It's better to focus on God and the good things than to focus on the bad things. Also, we should not fear. Darne ki koi baat nahi hai. Aur jaise shuru mein pastor saab ne kaha, कोरोना से क्या डरना? डरना तो खुदा से डरे, जो सारे जिसका सारी दुनिया के ऊपर कंट्रोल है. इफ यू वांट टू रियली फियर, फियर गॉड, ऑनर हिम, रिवियर हिम, कीप ऑन ट्रस्टिंग इन हिम, एंड देन आल्सो वर्शिप गॉड विद थैंकफुल हार्ट, कि खुदा ने आपको बचा के रखा है, आपकी जरूरतों को पूरा किया है. आल्सो नो दैट ही इज गॉड, वो खुदा है. यही तो जो लेसन था खुदा इनको भी सिखाना चाहता था. एंड दे डिड अंडरस्टैंड दैट इन चैप्टर 14 वी सी दे सेड दे रियलाइज दैट ही इज द सन ऑफ गॉड. वर्स 32 एंड व्हेन दे क्लाइम्ड टू द बोट द विंड डाइड डाउन देन दोज हु आर इन द बोट वर्शिप्ड हिम सेइंग ट्रूली यू आर द सन ऑफ गॉड. They realized now, they have seen the previous miracle too. He had fed more than 5,000. But now, there they were doubting. Here, ultimately, they come to realization that he is a God, he is in control. So storms should teach you and me not only to worship, but know that he is in control, he is God. Know that he's God. Also, reflect on the purpose. Reflect on the purpose. Kyun khuda ने जे स्टॉर्म को अलाउ किया है सारी दुनिया पे या मेरे जीवन में वट एवर यू गोइंग थ्रू. ऑलवेज आस्किंग रिफ्लेक्ट ऑन व्हाई गॉड अलाउड दिस इन माय लाइफ एंड देन आल्सो प्रे फॉर द रेस्टोरेशन. यू नो स्टॉर्म्स आर पार्ट ऑफ लाइफ. दे विल कम एंड दे कम समटाइम टू परफेक्ट अस समटाइम टू टेस्ट अस समटाइम टू दे कम बिकॉज वी आर डिसोबीडियंट टू हिम वी आर नॉट लिसनिंग टू हिम. Sometimes there is judgment of God. Whatever the storm is, you need to understand and you need to ask God, why is this coming? And then you should know that God is not away from you. He's right in the middle of it. He's watching over you. He's taking care of you. He, as a good shepherd, will lead you, will feed you, will take you to the safe place because he is our good shepherd. He is always close to us. We should keep on trusting, persevering, and praying during this time. And finally, we should worship and acknowledge that he is God. Let's worship him. Let's acknowledge him that he is God. Let's acknowledge that he is in control. And he will make sure that we come to the other side, out of this storm, to the safe place. Disciple did finish their race, they did come to the other side of Tiberias, they were in the same safe place because Christ was with them. And you and me will also cross the storm and will come the other side safe, not because we are so good or powerful, because God is so good and he is so powerful. God bless you and keep you. Let's close our eyes, let's give thanks to him that he is our God and he will make us through. Father, we are thankful to you once again for this time that although the storms come in life, you never leave us, you never forsake us, that you are always with us. And even in the case of disciples, they were caught up in this big storm in Lake of Galilee, but you came to them and you protected them and you brought them to the other side. And in this difficult times when all over the world people are looking to you, we know that you will make us help us to go through this and come on the other side victorious. And we are thankful to you thus far that you have protected our church, our communities. We ask that you will continue to be with Fazgill's family. We pray for Binny and his whole family, that you will comfort and encourage them, Gill family. We also pray that funeral arrangements which they are making will be good and you will fulfill their heart's desire. We give you thanks for Sameeksha that she was able to have a successful surgery and baby Oliver is in this world. And we give you thanks for baby Oliver. And we bless the mother and the baby and pray that you'll watch over them. Meet all their needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. In the name of Jesus we ask. Amen. Ahe mare baap, tu jo asman par hai, tera naam paak mana jaye, teri baadshahat aaye. Teri marzi jaise asman par puri hoti hai, jameen par bhi ho. Hamare roz ki roti hum baksh de. जिस तरह हम अपने कसूरों को माफ करते हैं तुम्हारे कसूरों में माफ कर. हमें अजमाइश में ना पढ़ने दे बल्कि बुराई से बचा, क्योंकि बादशाह कुदरत और जलाल हमेशा तक तेरे हैं. आमीन. एंड ऑफ द ग्रेस ऑफ आवर लॉर्ड जीसस क्राइस्ट द लव ऑफ द फादर एंड द फेलोशिप ऑफ द होली स्पिरिट बी विद ईच वन ऑफ यू एंड ऑल द बिलीवर्स ऑल ओवर द वर्ल्ड. आमीन.